The father of five children had won a toy at the raffle.
一個有五個細路哥嘅父親咧，佢喺一個嘅抽獎入邊咧，贏咗一個嘅玩具。
He called his kids together to ask which one should have the present.
咁佢就嗌佢嗰啲五個仔女嚟問啦，就話你哋邊個應該可以攞到依個玩具咧
？Who is the most obedient? He asked.
你哋當中邊一個係最孝順嘅呢
？No one answered.
但係冇一個回答。
Who never talked back to mother?
邊一個係冇頂媽媽嘴嘅呢
？Who does everything she says?
邊個係照媽媽所講嘅去做嘅呢
？Five small voices answered in unison.
咁嗰五個細佬哥咧一齊咁樣去回答個爸爸啦。
You play that.
你攞去玩啦，依個玩具。
Preparing this sermon, I come to admit again how difficult to be a good father.
在準備這個講章的時候我都要承認我是做一個好的父親是很難的
Reading the scripture and stories around it I found myself how far I am from ideal father
去看一些經文或者一些故事的時候有時都會發覺自己作為一個理想的父親是距離很遠
Yet I am speaking about the fatherhood this morning not because I consider myself good enough to talk about it
但當今天要講到父親這個講題的時候不是說我已經是做了一個很理想的一個好的父親
Later, reflecting the scriptures and our context, I wish we can draw some lessons and be more appreciative to our fathers.
反而呢就當我們一起去看經文從經文那裡希望有一個反省也都是希望我們在當中有學習有一些教訓同埋會係更加欣賞我哋自己嘅父親。
And then we may further recognize the relationship between God the Father and our earthly fathers.
咁更加咧，就希望係當中我哋亦都去認識到我哋同天父嘅關係，或者係天父同我哋地上父親嘅關係。
Robert Bly in the film A Gathering of Men tells how boys used to stand beside their fathers as they are growing up.
在一出的電影就是說一群男人的聚集的一個電影當中呢曾經有講到就是說那些小老哥那些男仔呢很多時候慣常都是站在他的爸爸旁邊的
They learned what the father is by being with the father
他們在一成長的時候一路學習怎樣做一個的爸爸就是藉著他們跟爸爸的相處
Surely I don't think it is only for the boys
就當然啦，依個唔係淨係啲男仔係咁啦。
There are many daddy's daughters too。
誒，好多亦都係爸爸嘅女都係咁啦。
As a matter of fact, we celebrate Father's Day on the third Sunday in June。
嗱，事實上咧，我哋而家係慶祝父親節咧，就係喺每一年嘅六月第三個嘅主日嘅。
But the idea for creating a day for children to honor their fathers began by a woman named Sonora Smart Dodd。
但是就是這個我們今天這個父親節的慶祝這個理念是開始呢是由一個女士叫 Sonna 她是開始的
She thought of the idea of the Father's Day while listening to the Mother's Day sermon in 1909
她在1909年有一次去在母親節的時候聽到一個講到關於母親節的講章 的講道的時候呢他就想起應該是有一個父親節的一個慶祝的日子
Having been raised by her father Henry Jackson Smart After her mother died Sonora wanted her father to know How special he was to her
Sonora 她媽媽過身之後她就是單獨的由她父親來養大的所以她就很想讓她父親知道就是她多麼的去多謝欣賞她爸爸
It was her father that made all his parents' sacrifices and words in the eyes of his daughter, a courageous, selfless, and loving man.
就是他爸爸是付出了一個作為一個家長的犧牲，而在一個女兒的眼中，爸爸是很有勇氣的，是無私的，是一個很有愛心的一個男性。
Sonora's father was born in June, so she chose to hold the first Father's Day celebration in Spokane, Washington on the 19th of June, 1910.
因為 Sonora 的爸爸呢，他是在6月出生的，所以呢，他就在 1910年的時候，在6月19日在華盛頓州呢，就第一次去舉行一個父親節的慶祝。
And in 1924, President Calvin Coolidge proclaimed the third Sunday in June as Father's Day.
而在1924年呢，柯立茨總統呢就成立了，就是說每一個的6月的第三個禮拜日呢，就是父親節了。
By the way, do you know the roses are the Father's Day flower?
就我哋知唔知道咧？原來父親節嘅花咧係玫瑰花。
Yes, this is Father's Day.
係啊，今日咧就係父親節。
But fathers don't get the respect that they used to.
但父親咧好似就冇以前咁樣得到佢哋嗰個嘅尊敬。
People used to say, "Father knows best."
就我哋以前成日都聽到一句嘅説話，就話父親嘅知道嘅嘢係最多嘅。
But for many fathers, those were the good old days.
但對於好多嘅父親嚟講咧，依啲好似只係過去一啲嘅好日子啊。
A few years ago, a college professor conducted a careful two-year study that asked children aged 4 to 6.
就喺幾年前咧，有一個大學嘅教授咧，佢就舉行咗一個嘅好小心嘅一個兩年嘅研究。就是去問到一些4至6歲的小朋友。
Which do you like better, TV or Daddy?
你哪樣嘢中意多啲咧？係電視啊，還是你爸爸咧
？Well, it's not a fair question, but 46% of the youngsters indicate that they prefer television.
但係46%嘅小朋友嘅回答咧，就話我寧願中意電視喎。
Fathers don't have it as easy as they used to, perhaps.
就好似咧，父親就好似唔係好似以前咁容易做啦。
But how important Christian fathers are?
咁但係作為一個基督徒嘅父親又有幾重要呢
？A study of church attendance sometimes back showed that if both mom and dad attend the church regularly, 72% of their children remain faithful to the church.
有一個研究咧，係關於教會嘅出席數嗰方面嘅研究咧，就指出到就話，如果係父母一齊都係有參加經常參加教會嘅咧，72%嘅佢哋嘅仔女係能夠繼續維持，係可以會繼續維持好誠實咁樣，或者係好忠誠咁樣繼續去翻教會嘅。
If only mom attended regularly, only 15% remained faithful.
但如果只是單方面就是媽媽經常翻教會嘅咧，就只有15%佢哋嘅仔女咧係會繼續嘅翻教會嘅。
So the church is thankful for Christian fathers.
所以教會咧應該係好多謝依啲基督徒嘅父親。
And so are Christian mothers, needless to say.
咁當然啦，唔使講，亦都係要多謝啲基督徒母親啦。
The number of young women having to raise children in a single parents household nowadays is startling.
就係今日有好多嘅年輕嘅媽媽要去單獨撫養仔女一個嘅數字咧，就係都係好高，令到人哋驚訝嘅。
Of course, it is not always the mother who is raising the children.
當然咧，亦都唔係話時時只係個媽媽去撫養嗰個仔女嘅。
Again, we can be thankful for Christian fathers who take on their share of responsibility for nurturing their young.
我哋亦都係會多謝依啲基督徒嘅父親，佢哋都係。負上佢哋嗰個嘅責任去養育佢哋嘅仔女。
Since the Industrial Revolution, it has been reported that fathers spending time with their children has been diminishing drastically.
就喺一個嘅工業革命之後咧，就已經有一個報道就係話到父親佢同仔女相處嘅時間咧已經係大大嘅減少咗。
And now every children in America may see their fathers about 10 minutes a day.
就今日嚟講咧，喺美國嚟講，大部分嘅父親只係平均係每一日有10分鐘同佢哋嘅仔女一齊。
If a father's job requires travel, the time is even less.
如果一個爸爸嘅工作成日都要外出咧，咁佢同仔女嘅時間更加少啦。
Recent polls indicate that the fathers in these days insisted that they spend more time with their children than their time with their fathers, but Statistics show that's not true at all.
雖然最近嘅一啲嘅投票咧，就指出就話嗰啲爸爸咧係同佢哋 嘅仔女相處嘅時間咧係多過佢哋嘅父親嘅。咁但係實質上嘅研究咧就講出依個唔啱嘅。
Let the time being with the children get shorter and shorter。
實際上咧就係父親同仔女相處嘅時間係越嚟越短啦。
For example, Anne never knew her father。
譬如咧，好似講話有一個女仔 Anne 咧，佢永遠都好少見到佢個父親嘅。
He was shy and distant。
因為呢個父親咧又好怕醜啦，又係好疏離嘅。
He was a doctor。
佢係一個嘅醫生。
He did not seem to have time for her。
好多時呢個父親咧，好似都冇時間俾佢個女嘅。
Later she elaborated, "That's why I thought God never had time for me."
所以之後咧，佢就喺度講述啦，就好似話我成日都認為神就好似我爸爸咁冇時間俾我嘅。
We know that the father's role is perceived as that of authority throughout the history in the most of the world.
就係喺歷史當中同埋喺大部分嘅世界入邊咧，我哋都知道父親嗰個嘅角色咧係睇作係一權威性嘅。
And this authority is always accompanied by responsibilities.
但係呢個權威咧，亦都好多時係跟隨就係責任啦。
But in order to support their families, fathers must work away from the home long hours.And when they return, they are tired.
咁因為佢一啲父親要去支持佢哋嘅養育佢嗰個家庭啦，咁所以父親一定要出外工作，咁好多時佢哋翻嚟嘅時候就已經好攰啦。
Yes, there are mothers, and we all work hard to get better and provide our families.
咁當然亦都係有母親一齊出去好努力嘅工作啦，去供應家庭嘅需要。
But because of the economic reasons and social demand and the changes in familial relationships, our children now learn how to survive without parental guidance rather than get teachings from their parents.
但因為一啲嘅經濟嘅原因或者係社會嘅要求，同埋喺依個關係上嘅一啲嘅改變，所以我哋今日嘅細佬哥咧，好多時佢哋學習唔係一定要從父母嗰度。攞到嗰個嘅引導，有時可能係依個嘅引導咧，係從外邊嚟嘅。
Personally, I am not always for so-called promise keepers movement, but I think they still have a point.
雖然個人嚟講咧，我唔係時時都好贊成嗰、那個承諾嘅守護者嗰個嘅運動，但係我覺得佢哋所講嘅嘢咧都有道理嘅。
Whatever the reason may be, we are now living in the age that men are either voluntarily or involuntarily ignoring their responsibilities for their children.
So, 無論咩原因都好啦，我哋今日咧就係嗰啲嘅父親咧，好多時都係自愿嘅或者係非自愿嘅去忽略咗佢哋去承擔仔女嗰個嘅責任。
And their families, and for churches, and for the society.
甚至係對家庭啊、對教會啊、對社會嗰個責任。
It is so true that many men has been lost.
就依個亦都好真嘅咧，就話好多嘅男士咧，好似有啲嘅迷失咁樣。
Especially in the areas of the morals, religion, and ethics, the task of teaching, which had been men's major responsibility, has been relegated to the mother, to the church, or perhaps the public educational system.
特別係喺道德嗰方面、喺宗教嗰方面、喺倫理嗰方面，甚至依個教導嗰方面咧，就依個應該係男性嚟講佢哋主要嘅責任嚟嘅。但係亦都而家好似就慢慢將依個責任已經係卸咗去俾嗰啲母親啊，或者係教會啊，甚至依啲教育嘅制度。
So as the promise keepers insist.It is time that men should be involved, take responsibilities, respect their families, and honor Jesus Christ.
所以承諾守護者佢哋就強調要求咧，就係話依個係時候咧，男性應該負翻起嗰個嘅責任，去參與翻，攞起承擔嗰個嘅佢哋嘅責任，尊敬佢哋嘅家庭，而且係尊敬耶穌基督。
According to the book of Proverbs, it is major responsibility for the father teach their children.
按照箴言所講咧，就係父親就係一個主要嘅責任，係去教導佢哋嘅仔女嘅。
Hear, my child, your father's instruction. The Proverb 1:8.
喺箴言一章八节嗰度咧，就讲到我儿要听你父亲嘅训诲。
Just as the child must hear so much the father teach, listen, children, to father's instruction and be attentive. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 1.
就呢啲嘅仔女需要听父亲就要教导啦，所以喺箴言四章一节嘅时候就讲到，众子啊，要听父亲嘅教训，留心得知聪明。
Just as children are to hear, so the fathers is to instruct. Train children in the right way, and when old, they will not astray. Proverbs 22nd and verse 6.
就因为啲父亲要去教导儿女咧，就一定要去听。咁所以咧喺箴言廿二章第六节嗰度咧，就系讲到教养孩童，使他走当行嘅道，就是他到老也不偏离。
Here the word train indicates the necessity of the discipline through teachings.
就喺度嗰个嘅教养嗰个嘅字咧，就系指到系需要管教嘅。
A child thoroughly taught never departs from it.
就系当一个嘅孩子佢系完全系有去教导嘅时候咧，佢唔会偏离嘅。
The children thus for the most part are true product of the home.
就是我們的孩子很多時候就真的是家庭的 很真實的一個的產品來的。
There is no old story of father going to the church with his three daughters and giving them each two quarters to put in the offering.
就有一個很古舊的故事呢，就講到一個爸爸呢，他就帶著三個女兒去教會，而每一個女兒呢，他都給了他們五毫子的。
When the offering came around, the oldest put in her two quarters and the next did the same.But the last held on to hers.
咁佢哋每一個人咧都有五毫子去奉獻，咁所以當個奉獻袋傳嚟嘅時候咧，個大女就將個五毫子擠入去啦。咁第二個女咧亦都係將個五毫子擠入去，但到個第三女嘅時候咧，佢就冇擠入去，自己揸住個五毫子。
When she was going out of church, she pulled the pastor down to level and said.
咁當佢完咗教崇拜之後咧，咁佢見到個牧師咧。就拉住牧師，牧師就俯低身同佢講嘢啦。
So my dad gave each of us two quarters to put in the offering。
佢話：牧師啊，就係我哋爸爸咧，就俾我哋每人五毫子去奉獻嘅。
Sally put hers in the offering plate, and Julie puts her in, but I want to give mine to you。
佢話：大家姐同二家姐都將個五毫子去奉獻咗啦，但我個五毫子咧，我想俾你啊。
When the pastor inquired as to why, she said,
咁個牧師就問啦，點解咧？咁呢個細路女咧就話啦
，I want you to help you.
佢話我想幫你啊。
My dad said, you are the poorest preachers we have ever had.
因為我爸爸話咧，你係一個最窮困嘅傳道人嚟噶。
Well, even in this sense, the next question should be, what to teach?
好啦，咁啊，跟住咧，我哋又講到另外一個嘅問題，就話。咁我哋應該教啲乜嘢咧
？First of all, the father is to teach the divine word.
第一當然咧，就父親就係要教聖經嘅話語。
A father should teach his children, let your whole heart hold fast God's word, keep God's commandment, and live, get wisdom.
咁佢咧就應該係教導孩子咧，就係話你夏天就係話佢應該係。你將你個心係擠喺神入邊，神嘅話語係會令到你係有智慧嘅去生活。
The word instilled in a child's heart results in true wisdom, and the wisdom will exalt and honor the child.
就係當一個智慧喺灌輸喺一個小孩子嘅心入邊嘅時候咧，佢就會係學識佢就會係被提升同埋係學識去尊重。
The child properly instructed walks in the right path and always comes back for the right path, even though one often experiences stumbling or deviation.
就係當一個小孩子咧，佢係適當嘅去教導咗佢嘅時候咧，就算佢有時會跌倒或者係偏差咗，但係佢都會行翻嗰條正路嘅。
Yes, a father's teaching is essential for the child's life.
是的，真的父親的教導對一個的孩子他一生都是很重要的。
The child's way of life often hinges off the father's teaching.
就是一個小朋友的一生的那個導向呢， 係好基於父親嗰個嘅教導。
For example, Helen ties some lessons of father taught her.
就例如咧，就係、是、有一個嘅女士咧 ，Helen 咧，佢就講到話，佢從佢父親當中學到一啲嘅嘢。
Number one.
有第一樣咧。
Golf is not a game. It is essential element of life.
佢話高爾夫球咧唔係只係一個遊戲嚟㗎，係我哋生命上一個好主要嘅元素嚟㗎。
Number two.Your mother is the finest person I know.
佢話第二咧，就係你媽媽係一個最優秀嘅一個嘅人嚟嘅。
Largely because she believes rule number one.
咁主要咧就因為佢係覺得我都應該一齊去玩去玩呢個高爾夫嘅。
Number three, question everything.
第三咧就係話你要時時嘅去任何事情都要發問。
Number four, nothing is worth sacrificing your health.
第四咧就係冇乜嘢係值得你去犧牲你嗰個健康嘅。
Number five, you can always come home.
第五咧，你就係時時都可以翻屋企嘅。
And she emphasized, I don't actually know how God feels about golf for my mother, but I know God and my father has had a working relationship for as long as I can remember.
咁佢亦都有話到咧，就係話曬。我實在都唔知道神點樣去睇我媽媽或者我爸爸中意嗰個嘅高爾夫球。咁但係咧，我知道我爸爸同神咧時時都有一個好親密嘅關係，依個係我一生都記得嘅。
I can guess that God feels good about them both。
我相信咧，神係都係覺得我爸爸係好好嘅。
And that God always let me come home again and again。
而我亦都知道咧。神好似我爸爸咁，時時都讓我時時翻屋企嘅，不斷嘅去俾我翻屋企嘅。
Thanks be to God who lets everybody be Father's Day, every day be Father's Day, and thanks to my dad who made me know what that means.
就咧，好感謝神咧，就係令到佢覺得係每一日都好似父親節，亦都係好感謝佢爸爸咧，俾佢明白依個係乜嘢嘅意思。
Secondly, the father is to teach his children.To be industrious.
咁第二點咧，父親應該係教導佢嘅仔女咧，係要勤奮嘅。
A child who gathers in the summer is prudent, but a child who sleeps in the harvest brings shame. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 5.
喺箴言十章第五節嗰度咧，就講到夏天最念嘅係智慧之子，收割時沉睡嘅咧係怠修之子。
Three ideas are here.Preparation, opportunity, and industry.
就喺度咧，講到有三點。第一就係準備啦，跟住就係機會。第三咧就係勤奮。
A harvest comes as a result of the preparation and hard work.
就收成嚟到咧，就因為有之前一路有準備同埋去努力嘅工作。
Once the harvest is ready, one must be alert to seize the best opportunity for gathering in.
當這個收成來到的時候，一個人是要很警醒的去知道去爭取這個時刻，來去將所有的成果去收集。
A son's ability to prepare, take his opportunity, and practice industry stems largely from his father's example.
就是一個兒子呢，他能夠學習去準備，學習去知道什麼是一個最好的時機，同埋學習去勤奮咧，實依啲都係好多時係藉住佢父親俾佢嗰個嘅模範嘅。
Industrious fathers usually see the same characteristics in their children。
一個勤奮嘅父親咧，好多時都睇見佢嘅仔女咧有同樣嘅性格嘅。
A man and his young son was climbing a mountain。
有一次嘅一個嘅爸爸啦，一個男人同埋佢嘅好年幼嘅仔咧一齊爬一個山。
They came to the place where the climbing was difficult and even dangerous.
佢哋去到一點咧，嗰個嘅前邊嘅路咧係危險同埋好難嘅。
The father stopped to consider which way he should go.
咁個爸爸咧就停喺度，然後喺度諗下應該行邊條路咧。
Then he heard the boy behind him say, "Choose the good path, Dad. I'm coming right behind you."
咁佢就聽到後邊個仔就講啦，佢話：爸爸，你揾條啱嘅路啊，我喺你後邊跟住噶。
Well, please choose the right path, fathers, for your children's sake.
所以每一位父親，請你真係揾一條好嘅道路，因為你嘅仔女就為咗你仔女嘅原因。
Lastly, but not least in the importance, the father is correct, chasten, and train his children.
最後呢，一個很重要的就是父親就是要去改正，去責罰，同埋真係去訓練佢哋嘅仔女。
The Lord and reproof give wisdom, but the mother is disgraced by the neglected child. Discipline your children, and they will give you rest. They will give delight to your heart. Proverbs chapter 29:15-17.
喺箴言29章第15、第17節嗰度就講到話，杖打和責備能力增智慧，放縱嘅兒子使母親羞愧，管教你嘅兒子，他就使你得安息，也使你心里边喜乐。
The teachings of Proverbs concerning child rearing is a contrast to the permissiveness of our days.
就喺箴言入边教导我哋点样去管教仔女咧，从今日比较纵容仔女一个系一个好大嘅对比。
But we should reflect ourselves whether we might have been too soft.
所以我哋有时要反省一下，我哋系咪太过嘅柔弱呢？
Harry Emerson Postick once said, "No horse gets anywhere till he is harnessed."
曾經有人咁樣講過，就話一隻馬咧，如果佢唔被駕馭咧，唔會成為一隻好嘅馬嘅。
No steam or gas ever drives anything until it is confined.
冇一啲嘅蒸汽或者一啲嘅氣體咧，冇受過限制咧，佢唔能夠發出一個推動嘅能力。
No Niagara is ever turned into light and power until it is tunneled.
尼加拉大瀑布如果不是經過一個通道，它不會發揮那個那麼澎湃的力量。
No life ever grows great until it is focused, dedicated and disciplined.
一個生命如果不是經過集中、經過奉獻和經過管制或者一個管教的時候，是不會成為一個偉大的生命的。
Have we heard that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world?
你有冇聽過一句嘅説話咧？就係話依個搖動搖籃嘅手咧，實在係掌管咗世界嘅。
We by no means should deny the important role of the motherhood。
當然，我哋唔會係話忽視咗媽媽嗰個嘅責任。
But however, Proverbs present the father as a primary person in child rearing。
但喺箴言嗰度咧，就係講到咧，父親就係嗰個主要。教養仔女嗰個嘅嗰個人。
It is time for fathers to assume the responsibilities rather than neglecting them or delegating them to others.
而家呢個就係嘅時候咧，就父親應該承擔起教養仔女嗰個責任，而唔係去忽視佢，或者係將呢個責任推俾其餘嘅人。
A boy was consistently late coming home from school and could give no reason for his being tardy.
有一個小哥哥，個細路仔咧，佢係經常都喺學校好遲先翻屋企，但又俾唔到一個好適當嘅原因出嚟。
Driven to desperation, his parents spoke to him seriously about the matter, concluding that if he were late again, he would be put on the bread and water diet.
咁到最後咧，個父母好焦急啦，所以就同佢講，好嚴肅咁樣同呢個男仔講，佢話如果你再一次係咁遲翻屋企咧，你就只可以食麵包同埋水。
But the following evening, the boy arrived home late as usual.
咁但係跟住嗰個晚上咧，這個細路哥咧仍然都係咁遲翻屋企。
No one spoke to him.
咁就冇人同佢講嘢啦。
The plates were piled high with the food, except before him, there was a glass of water and one piece of dry bread.
在飯台上面就擠了很多的食物，但是在這個細路哥的面前呢，就只是擠了一塊麵包和一杯水。
When enough time elapsed for the boy realized what had happened, his father took the bread and water and placed it his own dinner in front of the boy.
但過了一段時間呢，這個爸爸就將兒子面前的麵包和那杯水呢，就拿了在他自己的面前。
The boy never forgets what his father has done in taking the punishment upon himself.
就依一個男仔咧，一生都唔會忘記當日爸爸所做嘅嘢，因為爸爸就將佢自己嗰份嘅食物擠喺佢面前。
In recalling the incident, he always said, "All my life, I have known what God is like by what my father did that night."
就是他每一次去想起这件事的时候，他都说到，在我一生当中，我就知道神就好像我父亲一样，就为到我那个的错来去承担。
Even though the word father is considered as gender in these days for many people, however, I consider the word father very sacred.
虽然在今天来讲，父亲这个名称很多时只是当作一个的性别，但是对我来讲，父亲这个字是一个很圣洁的一个的名称来的。
Mary Faulkner once said, Father is one of the most wonderful of the all words in our language.
就是曾经有人说，就是父亲这个字呢，是在世界上的语言当中呢，或者一个的字眼当中呢，是一个最奇妙最好的一个字。
We give thanks for our earthly father, for the fathers of our country, and for our spiritual fathers, and for our heavenly father.
我们为到我们地上的父亲，国家的父亲，我们的属灵的父亲，我们天上的父亲献上感谢。
It is true that our recognition of God as a father cannot separate from our perception of our earthly fathers.
这个也是很真的，就是说我们地上的父亲，我们的看法，对地上父亲的看法呢，是跟我们对天父的看法是很近的。
That's why many feminist theologians resist calling God as the father.
所以呢，点解就是很多的女权主义者的神学家呢，他就拒绝称天父为之是天父。
The experience of the abusive relationship with earthly fathers caused them very hard to call God the father.
可能呢，他们是在地上他们经历过跟他父亲那个不好的关系呢，令到他们是很难去叫父为之天父。
I mean, therefore, it is not their claim to be blamed.
这个都不是去埋怨他们。
Rather, those mistakes, irresponsibility, and limits of the earthly fathers should be pointed here.
反而呢，是地上的父亲很多他们的错误，或者他们没有负责任，或者他们那个的局限呢，是需要指出来的。
Nevertheless, I believe every father still can teach Christian principles by showing examples and by being there whenever needed.
就无论如何呢，我就相信呢，每一个的父亲呢，都可以教导一些的基督徒的原则，藉着他们自己那个的例子，他们的模范，甚至是藉着他自己的在同仔女一起。
A father can teach kindness by being more thoughtful and gracious even at home.
一个父亲呢，他可以教导什么为之仁慈，藉着他自己是一个很体贴的人，是一个是很温柔的人。
A father can teach patience by being gentle and understanding over and over.
一个的父亲呢，他可以教导忍耐，藉着他自己那个的温柔，他那个的体谅。
A father can teach honesty by keeping his promises to his family even when it costs.
一个父亲可以教导什么为之是诚实，藉着他自己是时时去守诺言，特别是对他的家庭，甚至有时是就算是要付上代价。
A father can teach courage by living unafraid with faith in all circumstances.
一个父亲可以教导什么为之勇敢，藉着他是不惧怕，藉着他是有信心的去面对所有的情况。
A father can teach justice.By being fair and dealing equally with everyone.
一个父亲可以教导什么为之是公义，藉着他能够是很公平平等的去对待或者处理每一件事。
May God bless those earthly fathers who teach their children who God is and what the real love means.
愿主是赐福每一个的父亲，给他们去能够是懂得怎样的去将神的爱去教导他们的子女。
May God bless all the children who appreciate the sacrifice of their fathers and honor them.
也都愿神去祝福我们每一个做子女的，懂得怎样去欣赏我们父亲所付出的。
May God bless those who can see the true fatherhood in God our Father.
也都愿我们每一个人能够在我们的天父里面看到什么为之父亲。
Amen.
Let's
pray.
我们一起祷告。
God bless all the fathers in the world.
天父啊，愿你去祝福每一个世上嘅父亲。
Guide them to be a good role models and loving to all their children。
引导佢哋，叫佢哋成为一个好嘅模范，亦都系用爱嚟去爱佢哋嘅仔女。
Help them to be a father like just like you are。
帮助佢哋成为好似你一样咁样嘅父亲。
Give them grace and patience to handle the situations in a loving way。
你都俾呢个父亲有恩典、有忍耐去处理每一个嘅情况。
In Jesus' name we pray。
我哋祷告奉主耶稣嘅名义求。
Amen。
阿门。